I think that a country like Russia that protected its citizens and fulfilled its peacekeeping duties won't be held in isolation, no matter what our partners think within the limits of their bloc. Europe and the US are not the whole world. After Kosovo was unlawfully recognized, everyone expected that Russia would recognize the independence of Abkhazia and South Ossetia. We didn't do this. We swallowed it. And what have we got in response? Escalation of the conflict. Eyewitnesses say that Georgian troops were crushing women and children with tanks, forcing people into houses and burning them alive. And that when Georgian soldiers entered Sinval, they were throwing grenades into houses where women and children were hiding. Speaking about the Georgian leadership, people who wreck the territorial integrity and national identity of their country with their actions shouldn't be ruling that country, be it big or small. They should resign straight away. Aren't you aware of what's been going on in Georgia in the last few years? The mysterious death of Prime Minister Zhvania, fighting with the opposition, the violent dispersal of protest demonstrations, holding a national election during a practical state of emergency, and now this criminal action in South Ossetia with many casualties. You call it a democratic country negotiating with it and thinking it should be admitted to NATO and the EU? We want everyone to play by the same rules. These are called international law, but we don't want anyone manipulating them, playing it one way in one region and another way in another region to suit their own interests. We want to have the same rules for everyone, which would take into account the interests of all members of the international community. Russia isn't out to aggravate the situation or to put pressure on anyone. We want good neighborly relations and partnerships with everyone.